7 o'clock tonight, ESPN. Round one of the NHL draft is tonight, and we've got a top 10 prospect here in the state of Michigan, and that comes the way of USA Hockey's National Team Development Program, and his name is Wyatt Cullen. Of course, his father, Matt, played in the NHL, won a few Stanley Cups, coupled with our co-host's team, the Pittsburgh Penguins. And all eyes are always on the U.S. developmental program in Plymouth. They do. They've got the best developmental program in the world. Everybody wants to copy it, and it's because of the success that they've had. And Kevin Porter is the head coach of the U18 team at USA Hockey, and joins us this morning. Kevin, it's great to have you.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So Wyatt has had a bit of a roller coaster here in the state of Michigan. He was banged up to start the year, missed 22 games with an injury, went a tremendous growth spurt at just 17 years old. But you guys looked like a completely different team on the ice after he came back from this injury. And he's really turned his game into a much more complete style of play, it seems like.
Yeah, he's a pretty special player. Obviously, had a couple injuries that set him back a little bit. You kind of talked about that growth spurt. But, when they come in at 16, 15, 16, 17 years old, they're still growing. And I think he came in around 5'4 and left at about 6'1. So he obviously had a pretty big growth spurt there, and that affected him a little bit on the ice early on. And then I think once he got a little more comfortable, you get a little more confident, and like I said, he's a special player. And once he was healthy and started to play some games and build some confidence, he really took off and helped our team.
When you look at the draft, what are teams prioritizing most now? Is it just pure skill, hockey IQ, or adaptability in this rapidly changing league?
Yeah, I think it's going to be different for every team. Everyone wants that highly skilled goal scorer that can put the puck in the back of the net and they can trust and rely on. Some teams are looking for, a number one defenseman that can log 25, 30 minutes a night, and you can kind of build a team around it. It kind of depends on the team's needs. A lot of teams are looking for those highly skilled goal scorers. It's hard to score goals in the NHL. And if you can find someone that can, produce points and score, they're highly sought after.
Oh, obviously Wyatt Cullen is one of the players that we'll be watching for tonight, but what other players on the roster, you think are going to be elevated in the next couple of days?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of them. We had some great players. We had a really great team. I think Casey Mutrin, will be up there, and Victor Plant and Mikey Burchild, there's a lot of guys, Luke Shire, Brady Noling, that's in net. I could list off, a majority of the team there, that are probably going to get drafted this weekend. We had a pretty special team, and it's exciting to see these guys or get to see these guys get drafted and kind of live out their dream.
And when you work with these young players, how do you balance teaching them to love the game with the reality that they're entering a business where you got contracts and cap space and trades that can define their future?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's they come in and they love the game, and we kind of have to teach them, a little bit how to play a little more structured hockey. But I think the biggest thing for me is that the higher you get, the more of a business it is, and the less fun it becomes. I mean, playing in the NHL is a ton of fun, but there are a lot of expectations. You're getting paid, and there's a lot more stress. And I basically tell the guys, this is going to be the most fun you're going to have playing hockey probably moving forward. You get to college, there's a little more stress. Mm-hmm. There's more expectations. And then as soon as you get into pro, you got to produce and you got to play well every night. And that gets stressful, and those expectations can weigh on you a little bit. So I like to build a culture where guys can come to the rink and have fun and enjoy it, especially at this age, at 16 and 17 years old. There's no reason, you should be super stressed out
Right.
and just come to the rink and have fun and enjoy it every day.
Our sports wrap will be out there doing their show for night one of the NHL draft out at USA Hockey Arena. You guys do such a fantastic job with these players that they are ready for that next chapter when they're called upon. Kevin Porter, we appreciate you as always. Thank you for your time. Enjoy tonight, and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it, of course. Very cool. Yeah. The job that they do with those guys is...
It's amazing.
I mean, it's not just in the weight room. It's not just on the ice. I mean, they get trained. They get media training. Mm-hmm. They get trained how to handle themselves. You know, they're with billet families, so they stay in the community. They're out and about. And yeah,
that's very important.
Such a wonderful program out in Plymouth. All right, let me ask you this.
Okay.
There, we've heard all the stories, the ranch and the Bucky's trips and the people going to eat barbecue and all this, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, there are foods that you can buy at these World Cup matches. And I want to know, yes or no, would you eat these?
Okay.
Okay, Brian, you can certainly be in on this and as well. Abby, if you want to hop on as well. All right. In Miami, they're selling fancy AF tots.
AF tots?
AF. Fancy AF.
Okay.
I can't say what
it's...
I know what
you mean. Yeah. Tots, though.
Tots. Here's what they are.
Like tater tots?
They are three fried hash browns topped with caviar, creme fraiche, and chives. You in on that?
I don't know if I'm in on that.
I'm in on that. $75 is the price tag on
that. I haven't tasted caviar, so...
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, you got to get on caviar.
Yeah.
The Empanada Mundial, also in Miami. It's a 5-pound chicken and cheese empanada.
Yep.
For $40.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Lloyd's in on that.
Yep.
You guys in on that? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Not with the caviar.
No, on the caviar.
You're ruining perfectly good hash browns.
Okay.
And a 5-pound empanada feels like that's one of those challenges you would take.
Yeah, it's not. I don't
eat it all there. You take it home and you eat it.
You would take it home?
You'd be eating that for like 4 days. It's 5 pounds of food.
I don't think I've ever taken anything out of the stadium.
If I got something to take it out of the stadium, would I take it home, man? I'm going to eat 5 pounds.
What's that grease in Lloyd's pocket? That's his empanada. Yeah. Leave it alone.
He's Napoleon Dynamite putting the tots in his pocket.
Leave the man alone. That's his empanada. He'll punch you.
All right, how about this? The Twinkie Cheeseburger in, of all places, Los Angeles. It's a cheeseburger topped with a bacon-wrapped jalapeno that's stuffed with brisket and cream cheese. Yes.
I don't know.
I don't think I'd do that.
Yes,
one.
Yes. 1,000 times yes.
God.
That Twinkie. Sounds incredible.
Oh, my God.
You're very easy to please,
isn't
Chris.
He, though?
Cheeseburger, bacon-wrapped jalapeno with brisket? Yeah. That's a no-brainer.
But the cream cheese. It seems like a lot, and the cream cheese doesn't.
Well, but I mean, there's cream
me.
Cheese sometimes in stuffed jalapenos.
I don't like stuffed jalapenos.
Okay.
Terrible. How about short rib poutine in Vancouver? Fries loaded with gravy, pulled short rib, and cheese curds.
Oh, yeah. That's a done deal.
Yes. And... maple smoked, maple bacon smoky in Vancouver as well. It's a smoked sausage topped with bacon, onion jam, and maple syrup.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll do that.
All day.
And I ain't a big onion person, but I would do that, though. I'd try that one.
Oh, no, that feels like an Abby thing to me.
No.
Fair enough.
It's a no for me. That's what she said.
It's pretty good. The beers, though, in these stadiums also are quite pricey. Like $20 beers. I'm down on all these. Yeah.
So it's a
clean sweep.
Clean sweep for you?
That's not true. I don't think I'd eat the empanada. It's just a lot. It's too heavy.
I'm not a fan of the poutine.
Coming up next, Jamie joins the show. It's JR Morning.